The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's another marvelous, miraculous Monday. As the day of the Lord gets closer and closer. I think that's pretty obvious. First up, it's not the work of our own hands that we should admire, but we need to have regards for our Maker who helps us make everything. Next, we review a little bit of wisdom relating to consultations and getting direction in life. And finally, we tackle the Word of God and who are the best twisters of the word and how they reflect their true father. Yikes.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You're welcome to text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. If you've got a praise report, or you got a question, or you got something, you know, you want a prayer for, whatever, or you want to answer trivia, you can text that number, or you can call 972-445-0770. That's directly into the studio. We have Tiara right by the phone. She's looking at the phone. If the phone beeps red, well, then that means it's the Batman call. So if it goes blue, then she knows to pick it up. So that's how we're going to do it. Here's the first question. Oh, laugh already. Here's the first question. The council at Jerusalem, Acts 15. Which disciple gave the final word on the matter regarding the Gentiles? Ooh. Pretty interesting. At the council in Jerusalem, which disciple gave the final word on the matter with the Gentiles? If you think you know, you can text 214-210-8483. You're also welcome to call in. And even if somebody calls in ahead of you or somebody texts ahead of you, just text. Just share it. If you got it, you got it. If not, not. Not a big deal. Here's the key. Every topic is open for conversation. Why? Because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. I mean, it's literally just radio, and Friday was our 300th show, so we forgot to celebrate. So, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Okay, keep in mind, it's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Couple things to start with we want to get into right away. It's Monday, so for some of you who are still trying to figure out, is it Monday? Yes, it's Monday. Get up, breathe in, breathe out. You are alive. It is good. The Lord is coming back soon. All is well. What is the Christian DNA while we go through all of these bizarre processes that we're seeing all around us? The DNA is still the same. D, draw closer to the Lord, right? Draw closer to the Lord. N, never be ashamed. Never, ever be ashamed of the Lord. A, always be ready. Always. How often? Always be ready. That's the DNA, the building blocks of Christians. Draw closer to the Lord. D, N, never be ashamed. A, always be ready. You never know if the Lord just wants you to pray for somebody, send an email, send a tweet, send a little, put a little post on Facebook, or just smile, or call somebody, or write them a letter. Any of those ways, you just might be used by the Lord if you're always ready to be used by the Lord. Isn't that nice? That's nice. Okay, let's cover a couple things before we get into our first teaching. We do have the one trivia question on the board. Here's what it is. At the council at Jerusalem, which disciple gave the final word on the matter with the Gentiles? All I can tell you is it's somewhere between chapter 14 and 16 in Acts. That's all I can give you. That's a pretty good clue, right?
Very good clue.
That was great and straightforward. All right. Let's see. Let's talk about today. Today is Don't Give Up the Ship Day. That's for those that are feeling like you just want to give up and you're just tired and just one thing after another. Who doesn't see all that happening? But you know what? Don't give up the ship. Don't quit. Number two, it's National Hazelnut Cake Day. Those little cake things are going to be coming less and less as Noelle and I move more and more into eating healthier. So I'm just telling you ahead of time. It's Flip a Coin Day. Flip a Coin Day is when you take a coin and you flip it and you're like, maybe it's heads, maybe it's tails. But I will help you for the future just in flipping a coin. If you've ever flipped a coin to try and figure something out, we're going to talk about direction later on the show, and then you flip the coin and you go, okay, 2 out of 3, that's already the answer. You've already given yourself the answer. You don't like what came up, go the other way. You already gave it to yourself. Move on. All right? Okay. On this day in 1796, Tennessee became the 16th state in the United States. My personal favorite for this day, 1938, the first issue of Action Comics. 1938, right? I mean, wow. The first issue of Action Comics featuring Superman was published. That's just really cool. On a little more depressing note, 1980 on this day, cable news network CNN debuted. Leave me alone. And then finally, in 1957, and I think this is kind of worthwhile to point out, 1957, Don Bowden broke the 4-minute mile. Nobody could break the 4-minute mile. It was unattainable. Nobody could ever do it. Then he broke the 4-minute mile. Do you know what happened after he broke the 4-minute mile? Do you have any idea? It was broken 100 times. Because he broke that mental barrier that says you couldn't do it. And then everybody thought, well, if he could do it. And so that everybody went after it. And that's how they broke it multiple, multiple times. Keep that in mind. It's some kind of invisible gate in your brain. Once somebody does it, you're like, wait a minute. I can do that too.
How inspiring.
That is. You know what, right? That's the... I couldn't do a 4-minute mile if I was in a car.
Me neither.
I could. Are you kidding? I can do a 4-minute lay down. Ready? Go. Okay. See how good I am at that? All right. First teach of the day. I know that is it is amazing that that guy accomplished that, but that's running a 4-minute mile. You betcha. If running downhill on a bobsled counts, then maybe. Isaiah chapter 17, verse 7 through 8. Here we go. Isaiah 17, 7 through 8. In that day, man will have regard for his maker, and his eyes will look to the Holy One of Israel. He will not have regard for the altars, the work of his hands, nor will he look at that which his fingers have made. Ooh. So if you guys remember, not that long ago, when we had Republicans and Democrats fighting. Oh, wait, that was yesterday. Oh, wait, that was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, 35 years ago, 40 years ago, 40 years ago, 45 years ago, 50 years ago. There's nothing new. Come on. That's nothing new. But anyway, back in one of those mega fights they had, it was all about, the government did this for you. Oh, no, I built this. No, the government did this. No, I did this. No, the government did this. No, I did this. Not one person was like, God enabled everybody to breathe and therefore gets the first credit. It's like the reason is because we are... I don't want to say it mean. We're very self-centered type of people. We're very self-oriented. It's our universe. It's our world. And one of the big things in Scripture is for us to be aware that we need to have regard for our Maker and that our eyes need to look to the Holy One of Israel and not to the altars that we have made to God. In other words, we've done maybe some really cool things in the kingdom. Maybe we've participated. Maybe we've even been involved in leading somebody to a decision or praying for people. people or people making recommitments, and all that's fantastic. But you know what? Those work of your hands, those work of our hands could never have happened unless God gave you the fingers. It's really tough to work with your hands if you don't have hands to work with. It's really difficult to admire your work if you don't have the eyes to see it and the ears to hear it and the heart to feel it. All of these things come from God. See, it's not the argument in the political realm is the government did it, we did it, they did it, you did it. It's like, no, no, no. God gave each one of us breath, and to the glory goes God. It goes to God first. If you want to say, I participated, that's great, but acknowledge that you couldn't have done it without the grace of God, okay. Here's what the scripture says, Psalm 16:2, my goodness does not extend beyond thee. In other words, all the good that I do, I only do it because of you, God. If we were left to our own device, there wouldn't even be a planet. We'd have blown it up 100 times. And 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 says, what do you have that you did not receive? And if you received it, why do you boast about it as though it was from you? All of these gracious things that we have that God has granted us throughout a life, throughout a not just right this side, throughout a lifetime, are gifts or gracelets from the Lord. And so what we need to do, starting Monday, right now, first teaching, here we go, get our brains in the right place, have a focus in regarding the works of God, the maker of all of life, for he is the one that has granted us all of these gifts and all of these blessings. He's the one that allows the rain to fall. He's the one that allows the earth to sustain. And people are like mad about, you know, governments and countries and so on and so forth. Man, get to the core of it. The core of it is it's because of the Lord that we do this or do that. In him, we move and live and have our being. So you start off and you go, you know what, Lord? Whatever it is we do accomplish, we acknowledge that we can only do it because of your grace. That's proper. That's having regard for our maker. That's the way to start. That's the way you start Monday morning. Monday afternoon, actually. It's Monday morning. It's Monday afternoon?
Afternoon, yeah.
Okay. See, that just shows you that I'm not very good at making a clock. That's what that tells you. All right, here's the answer to the trivia question. The council at Jerusalem, which disciple gave the final word on the matter? It would have been James was the disciple that did that. He's the one that gave the final word on the matter in the council at Jerusalem. All right, going to take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Because if there is no resurrection, there is no eternal being.
You understand? It's not like we all do an osmosis and become part of some gaseous cloud that hangs around Jupiter, and that's how we get one with the universe. That's rubbish. Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and 3 days later was raised from the dead. And every single book in the New Testament testifies to that fact.
The David Spoon Experience.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. A couple things to let you know right off the bat. Number one, if you want to reach out to us, the text number 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. That's how you would text us. If you want to call us instead, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Here's the next trivia question. Ready? Ready? Feeling good? Okay. What two disciples had such a sharp disagreement in the book of Acts that they split up? They didn't hang out with each other anymore. They went their separate ways. Who was that? Who were those two guys? 214-210-8483 if you want to text. 972-445-0770 to call in. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. On there is a prayer. I put up the prayer. It's like a prayer for salvation. It's 100 words or less, I think. It was the last time I checked it. So it should be like 96 words. Super easy prayer. So if you're ever talking to somebody and they're like, well, what do I got to do to get saved, man? Have them pray that prayer. And then you don't just leave them and then walk away. You follow up. You start helping them learn. And you, what do when you have a baby? You feed it. I mean, you don't just leave the baby alone, right? You feed it. You try and help it. Give it direction, instruction, and provide and guide. That's kind of a big part of this process. But we did put a prayer up there that should make it straightforward, easy if you want to make have somebody pray with you and make a decision to follow Jesus Christ and become a Christian. We also encourage you to check out the videos and the audios. Videos and audios. As well as some of the other things on the website. And don't forget, that's your opportunity to give. We're about $166 short this month. Not bad. We can cover that. We've got that. But I'm just telling you what's going on so you know there's never anything that's missing. Thank you, by the way, for everybody that gave. We really appreciate it. Okay, here we go. Who am I talking to?
June.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
All right, so you got two disciples, pretty big players in the early church, but boy, did they go at it and they had a sharp disagreement. Who was that?
Peter and Paul.
No, it was not Peter, but I'm going to help you. Peter and Paul did have a falling out in Galatians, but in the book of Acts, you've got half of it right. You got half of it right. Who's the other person that Paul hung out with? Starts with a B.
Barnabas.
Yes, that's correct. There you go. So Paul and Barnabas, they got into it, and they got into it over John Mark, who was Barnabas' cousin. And so they, Barnabas was like, oh, let's take him along. Paul's like, no. And so the scripture follows Paul's life, but, and this is a really big, large, like kind of emphasis, in the end, Mark wrote a gospel. So he didn't do too bad. Didn't come out of there too bad. So great job, though. You had it. You had the right target, and you are right. Paul and Peter got into it, but Peter didn't have a lot of comeback because Paul had him dead to right. So good job. Excellent job calling in.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay. Okay, so there you go. So you had those two. That's another good point. Although you might think, since Paul had some problems with Barnabas and then Paul had some problems with Peter, maybe Paul needed to relax a little. But in this case, he was probably right in the decision that he made with Barnabas. But look, instead of the Lord just taking the gospel in one direction, it went multiple directions. And keep in mind what happened with Mark. He did have this kind of departure, but he came back into the faith. People are thinking, well, you know, once you've messed up, you know, God can't really use you. I mean, that's really kind of the end of things. I mean, that's where really the... And it's like, dude, this guy wrote a gospel. I mean, that's all you need. There, okay, all done. Thank you. All right. All right, don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Again, thank you to all the people that are giving. Thank you for all the people that are praying. Thank you for our ministry partners. Thank you for everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to thank each and every one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Now let's hear from our first ministry partner.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, wind, flood, and smoke cleanup in all of the Texas area. I mean, anywhere in Dallas and Fort Worth, everywhere. Grapevine, up north, up south, east, west. If you got some problems going on, we got a ministry partner that can help you, and that is Clint and his crew at Mr. Restore. MrRestore.com is the greatest and easiest way to get a hold of them. They're on site in emergency response within 60 minutes, family owned and operated. They got 50 years of restoration experience, thousands of happy customers, A-plus rated with the BBB, and they work with all the insurance companies. Get in touch with Clint and have him help you so that things can go well and be well and restored for you. Okay? Okay. It's all right?
It's all right.
See that? It's all right. It's all right. All right. Good job on that. We had two disciples had such a sharp disagreement. By the way, that kind of thing right there, like when disciples have a sharp disagreement, it's not that Christians don't have disagreements. It's not that Christians don't have arguments. I mean, my wife and I will have an argument. She's right every time. That's what she's told me. And the idea in understanding that is that you don't have to let that be, that's it. And then, no, there's no relationship. It's like, wait a minute. If iron sharpens iron and things are forged out together, one of the most important things is us to be willing to protect one another and be vulnerable with one another. And even when that part fails and we have a breakdown, it's not something you just give up on because there's no point in that. You have so many brothers and sisters, and I promise you when this increases in the persecution of Christians, you think they're doing persecutions now. Because of political things. That's nothing. When they were persecuting the Christians before, they were going to such levels that they were cutting heads off and sawing them in half. So don't, they're yelling. It's like, wait. What's going to come if we are around for it? Not great. If rapture takes place and we're not around for it, cool. We don't care, right? I mean, that's the way. And you certainly want that. I mean, you certainly want the Lord to go, and we're gone. Right? I mean, that's what I want. But if the Lord has me tarry for any reason, I don't want to be one that gives up on the faith. And that's what we should all be thinking, right? Okay. All right. I'll get off my soapbox. Sure I will. Anyhow, let's go to this next section. I want to talk to you about consultation. And why that's important is because where we get our input matters. So if you've spent any time watching TV, you're probably just thinking the world's gone nuts. And to some degree, it has gone nuts. And one thing I can tell you from a prophetic point of view is one thing that is true about all the things that are going on, all the things in the last 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15 years is the divide in America is deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And what is it that Jesus said? He said, a house divided cannot stand. I didn't write it. I didn't make it up. You know, I know they try and quote it from other people, but it was Jesus who said it. And he's like, you know, kingdom can't do it. Cities can't do it. Relationships can't do it. Can't happen. Because you got to be, there's got to be a unity, a unifying factor, which is one of the reasons that I'm probably writing my thesis on the unity of believers, because it gives you an idea. But one of the things that happens is people try to get their counsel from other places can be very, very dangerous, because consulting the world as to how you should walk is a grave danger, and I want to share with you why. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 19 through 20. It's not that there's never any wisdom, it's just where that wisdom leads to. When they say to you, consult the mediums and the spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not a people consult their God instead? Should they consult the dead on the behalf of the living? To the law and to the testimony. If they do not speak according to this world, it is because if they do not speak and they speak according to this word, it is because they have no dawn. And you're thinking, dawn? They have no dawn? I mean, Tony Orlando and Dawn? What are we talking about? No. When you get guidance from people, if those people have no dawn, it means they have no eternal mindset. They have no dawn. They do not see that at the end of it all, there is another sunrise coming and there is eternity with God. And when you get wisdom from people like that, you suffer because they don't have God in mind. And you're using worldly wisdom and wisdom that does not sustain, and the wisdom that only glorifies 80 years versus God, who created the universe, the multiverse, in fact, and has all the planets spinning in all the different directions and has everything put together. When you don't consult God and you go to a worldly way for guidance, at some juncture you are going to come across some demonic influence. And the reality is, Scripture says, go to the law and to the testimony. You go to the word of God. Now watch this. And you go to the testimony. Well, what's the testimony? The testimony is all the times that God has shown you, worked with you, delivered you, given you grace, helped you, guided you, comforted you, provided for you, watched over you. That's all the testimony. So you go to the word of God, and you go to the law, and then you go to the testimony, and you put those together, and that's where you pull your wisdom. You pull your wisdom from the activities of God and for what he wrote for us to utilize, not from the world, not from their systems, not from demons, not from the fleshly, not from people that give lip service, not from people that have no heart from God, not from people that don't understand what the dawn is, but only from those who have eternity and God in mind. Otherwise, you're hurting yourself. I mean, just go take a nail, put it on a 2x4, use your forehead, and just start banging the nail in with your forehead. You understand what I'm saying? That's kind of graphic. Listen, don't do the wrong consulting. Go to the law and to the testimony. That's where you find the answers. K. L-M-N-O-P. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
By the way, I found out just the other day, I know you don't know this, but I found out that I am one of the most hated people in the United States of America and in the world. Did you know that?
Because you're a middle-aged white guy?
Let me help you out here, son. Let me help you out. Not only am I a middle-aged white guy, by the way, thanks for the middle-age line. Thanks, pal. I appreciate that.
I'm not that far behind.
Okay, well, that's not the point. The point is, I'm also, ready? I'm also Jewish, okay? So I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm Christian, so I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm conservative, I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm an American, got a lot of people that don't like me right there. I mean, you see where we're going with this? And I have a talk show. So that's just, you put all those together.
You got me left. Yeah, I love you, buddy.
I mean, come on. You know, just because they love me doesn't mean they're right. And just because they hate me doesn't mean they're wrong. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I just laugh every time I hear this. Middle age. Thanks a lot, Paul. That's all I got to say. You can reach us in a couple of different ways. You can text us, 214-210-8483. You can also, so that's 214-210-8483 for trivia answers, prayer requests, or praise reports. Also, you can do the very same with our phone number, 972-445-0770. It's 972-445-0770. Get ready for the next trivia question. Not an easy one. So we got a couple of people that are pretty sharp, and they respond to almost all of them. So I want to see if you can get this without looking it up. That's why it's a little tough. Who was with Paul in prison in Philippi? Oh, I'm just stopping right there. That's it. Who was with Paul in prison in Philippi? Yeah, there you go. Okay, there you go. 214-210-8483. Also, if you want to call 972-445-0770. Joy, always on top of it. That's all I can say. Always. Always got it going. All right, so a couple things. What else do I need to cover? Oh, I need to cover our website, hemustincrease.org. So we finally got the plans on the website for you to build a kitchen sink. The plans really say first you go buy a sink, and then you put it in. Let's see. You got somebody calling in on the question. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is June.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. No. Was it Steven?
No, it wasn't Steven. That's a good guess, but no, it wasn't Steven, okay? But I'm going to try and help you, okay? So after they had the breakup, Paul and Barnabas had the breakup, there was one brother that kind of hung out with Paul, okay? And I'm going to give you one hint. Ready? His name starts with an S.
A what?
An S.
S?
Yes.
Like Simon?
Close. The first two are right. Psy, and then instead of going to Vegas, what do you say we go to Las Vegas? So Psy and Lus. What's that together? What's his name? Put them together. Psy and Lus. Silas.
Silas.
Silas. That's the guy.
Thank you for helping me.
There you go.
Silas, of course.
Yeah. So now you put it together. It's Silas. Silas was hanging out with them in Philippi. Just to let you know, that was right after in that situation. That's where the jailer said, "What must I do to be saved? Believe in the Lord Jesus, thou will be saved, thou and thou household." And that's where Paul and Silas were in prison, getting ready to get kind of beat up, and they were singing praises and thanking God. And the scripture says all the prisoners were listening to them. What a testimony to be able to be in that position.
The doors opened and the doors opened and everybody left, but they didn't.
Exactly. They have the doors wide open. The jailer was really upset and it's like, don't worry, we're here. That's right. Good job. Excellent work.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye bye. We have fun, don't we? We have more fun than we're so. Are we supposed to have fun on Monday?
We're not supposed to have fun. No, I'm just playing.
Especially on Monday, right? Monday is supposed to be like,
blah.
Yeah. See, this is my theory. I think even though we're going to try and diet and do all this stuff, I think Monday should be like pizza and chocolate sundae day. Nobody will dislike Monday anymore.
I agree with you completely.
Okay. Okay, no? I mean, that's how we ought to be changing these things around. All right, good job, everybody. Everybody on writing in, good job. On those that got it right and everybody else that tried to get it right, good job. Let's see. We told you the kitchen sink was now those plans are on hemustincrease.org. David at hemustincrease.org. .org is the website. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now let's hear from our next ministry partner. Kimberly Ellis, one of our faves. Kimberly and Tony, your husband. I had a chance to talk to them actually over the weekend because we had somebody that had reached out to them that we're trying to help coordinate, help them get to a church. So there's somebody in our audience that you could be praying for that we're praying, and you can just, you don't have to know the person's name. You just can just say, Lord, that person who's trying to connect to a church, help them connect to a church. That takes all of 3 seconds to lift that up in prayer. Anyway, Kimberly Ellis working with Fathom Realty. She's great for first-time buyers, but she's also great with experienced investors. So that tells you that that and everywhere in between is the way to go. She helps with foreclosures and short sales and any kind of questions that you might have going on. You just need to reach out to her at 903-48-HOMES. That's 903-48-HOMES. Okay, 903-48-HOMES. Also, you can reach out to her through our website, hemusincrease.org, so it shouldn't be much of a problem for you. This next teach is a little more, it's not fiery. Probably thinking, why are you so up for Monday? Because it's Monday. And what if the Lord comes back before my show's over? I'll be so happy. I'll be like, yay! That would be the greatest thing ever. Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. I want to make sure we get this straight. It says this, now we know that the law is good, provided one use it legitimately. The law is good, provided one use it legitimately. So as this was being written by Paul in 1 Timothy 1, there's a lot of people believe he had an idea that the writings that they were writing were inspirational. But don't forget what he wrote in Romans 15:4. Everything that was written in the past was written to teach us so that through endurance and encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. So we know that the things that were written for us were in the Old Testament are a blessing. People look at it and they go, oh, no, laws about mold and laws about this and laws about that. First of all, the Old Testament has 39 books, and there's a lot more in there than the laws on mold. Okay, there's the Psalms and the Proverbs, there's Genesis, there's Exodus, there's Numbers, some of the greatest stories ever, there's 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, some of the coolest stories ever, not to mention the book of Daniel, or the minor prophets, some of the things that happened with Amos and Micah and all those people. Here's the key component. These were all written as a blessing for us and to help us and to give us encouragement. And we'll get into the how Jesus fulfilled certain elements of the law so that those are no longer applicable, which is why you don't do the sacrifice of the animals anymore. So beyond that, the question that's being brought up by Paul, or the element that's being brought up by Paul, is that the law is good provided that it's used legitimately. So on, was it Friday? I can't remember if it was Friday or Thursday. I mentioned that we had a political leader that used the word of God non-legitimately. And you heard me comment. And I don't typically comment a lot on politics, but when you get into this realm, it's really important to understand that there is a balance in the word of God. And who is it that tries to use the word of God in an illegitimate sense? Who's the father of that who tries to use the word of God in an illegitimate sense? Who is the one who said, "Yea, hath God said"? Who's the one that challenged Jesus in the beginning during the temptation? Just so you can get an idea of how Jesus responded, and this is why you hear me harp on people getting into the Word and knowing the Word. Listen to what it says. This is Matthew 4:3. The tempter came to Jesus and said, "If you're the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God." Okay. Verse 5, then the devil took him to a holy city, had him stand on the highest point of the temple. He said, "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written." Never, ever has the word "also" been more important in anything in all of history than right here. Because the devil quoted Psalm 91, verse 11 and 12, and there's all these commentators like, "Oh, he misquoted," and da, da, da. It wasn't even that it was a misquote. It was just not in context with all the rest of scriptures. So that's when you take one verse and you go to the moon, okay, and you just, "Oh, this says this here, it says there." And you know who does this is the world, does it like crazy, right? You got Newsweek coming out saying, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." But they don't do the other verse where Jesus said, "Judge ye righteous judgment." Why? Because that doesn't fit their narrative. So they just use the word to help them for their little cause. And that's using the word of God illegitimately. That's why you hear me harp and harp and harp, because you need to know all of it, because the Holy Spirit will show you the balance, because God will guide you into the truth. And the only one that's consistently twisting the word of God and using it out of balance and illegitimately is the devil. And the people who follow that philosophy are following Satan. And you think, "Are you going to tell me all those people are following Satan?" Yes! That's what I'm telling you. You can't say that any clearer. They're using, abusing, misusing the word of God. Somewhere in their mind, they have this identity of the word love means whatever they want it to be. Hey, God gives definition to love. Let's just use his definition. What's the problem? There isn't, if you know the balance. And that's the whole key. The whole key is it is also written. And so when you go into a study or you learn something or you grow in something, get all of it. Get all the verses. Read everything so it brings it into balance. Because Jesus said, "It is also written, don't put the Lord your God to the test." That put in check Satan's attempt to misuse the word of God. That's what we got to do. He gave us the tools. That's all we got to do. That's kind of cool, though, because it's like, oh, you know, we just talked about going to the law and to the testimony. We can see the law gives us a lot of insight. Use it legitimately. It will help you. Abuse it, and you are hooking in to Satan's tactics. Not a good way to do it. It's not Bible bullets. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. All of mankind, destroying
everyone and everything we find. Hey. Here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com. Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
every once in a while when I do the radio hosting, I have this wonderful opportunity to talk to people that influence the church, that are a blessing to the church. Today is no different. I am honored and blessed, by the way, to have the opportunity to talk with Pastor Robert Morris. He is the founding and lead pastor of Gateway Church. He's a best-selling author. He's written some excellent material, but he has a new book out, which has the greatest title ever next to the Bible. The new book is called Take the Day Off, Please. That's all I ask for. The book is entitled Take the Day Off, Receiving God's Gift of Rest. Pastor Morris, are you there with us?
I am, David, and it is so good to talk with you today.
I do want to let you know before we get going that I was actually introduced to you by somebody at your church about a year ago. I was at a place called Inogen, and somebody named Robert, who went to your church, he gave me your book, Beyond Blessed, and I had not actually had the chance to engage on any of your material yet. I read that, and it was a really timely book, which was really cool.
Oh,
and then I was able to go and get your book on the Holy Spirit, which I thought was one of the best pneumatology books that I've read in a long time. So just so that you know, I really appreciate
that. Thank you. I came from a Baptist background, and so I have some friends that are Dallas Theological Seminary. I have some friends that are Church of Christ, and I have some friends that, you know, just come from all sorts of different backgrounds that are not quote-unquote Pentecostal charismatic. And again, that's not my background either. I went to Criswell right there in Dallas and to East Texas Baptist College before that. But anyway, I've had so many guys tell me that they really appreciated that book on the Holy Spirit, and they may not even agree with everything in it, but they appreciated the sensitivity and the way I handled the person and the Holy Spirit. You know,
it was a great job. I mean, I was born and raised Jewish. I became a Christian. I have a Baptist and a Pentecostal ordination.
And Pentecostal.
I'm a Baptist, I'm a Calminian, and I'm a manifold millennialist. So anytime you want to sit there and talk about diversity, I'm there for you.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't forget, you can reach out to us, 214-210-8483. Here's a trivia question for those that are ready. This is a tough one. Okay, that's all I can say. It's a tough one. Towards the end of the book of Acts, so you're looking at Acts 27, 28. What was the name of the island that Paul was shipwrecked on? There you go. Name of the island. Ooh, good one. 214-210-8483. I don't do very many sounds. Very good. I can do Donald Duck sneezing, though. Okay, thank you. So I got that one down. Excellent. Eric hit right off the nail. Great job, Eric. 972-445-0770 is the call-in number. If you know the name of that. See that? That was a Donald Duck sneeze. That's Donald Duck sneezing. Come on. It's not that bad. All right. This is Steven. Who am I talking to?
This is June.
How you doing? Boy, you're on top of it today, huh?
I don't know.
All right. What's the name of the island that Paul was shipwrecked on at the end of the book of Acts?
The Isle of Patmos.
The island of what?
Patmos, P-A-T-M-O-S.
No. So that's good, but you're talking about Patmos. That was John who was on the island of Patmos in Revelation. This would be
that's
Paul
right.
in the end of Acts. The only thing I can tell you that I can help you with, because I'm going to help you. I mean, that's what I do. All right. This movie title, the first half of this movie title is pretty much the answer. Do you remember The Blank Falcon? Remember the movie The Blank Falcon? Do you remember the title of that movie with the Humphrey Bogart?
The Falcon, B-U-L-C-A-N?
Yeah, so you say that word again. What's that word again?
Falcon.
Okay, so it's
B-U-L-C-A-N.
That's Falcon. So the name of that movie was The Maltese Falcon, right?
And yes, I remember that one.
Okay, now the island was called Malta.
The island.
See?
Malta.
That's how you get there. I got you there through the multi-small.
Okay.
You know, we do what we can.
That was good.
All right. Good job. Thank you. All right.
Thank
excellent.
You.
Thank you. God bless. All right. That was fun today. Wait, where'd I go? There I am. Okay, there I am. So it's just fun to do. I just love stuff like that. We're going to skip that very last read. Okay, is that okay with you? Okay, good. Because I have a limited amount of time. You know, you guys, when you're answering these questions, I love it. I love it. You know, you got people that really respond, and it's just a blessing that you guys do that. And it makes it fun. Makes the whole thing fun. So here, I got this really fascinating story. You're going to just think, wow, how's this happen? So I'm kind of connecting it to a teaching, and I forgot about this. So do you know how you'll do things in life and the Lord will sometimes he'll remind you of something he's done for you, like years ago. You kind of forget, and then you're like, oh, yeah, I went through that. Oh, yeah, like kind of that kind of thing. I had that happen when I was going through this text. And so for those that need to know, the website, hemusincrease.org, email davidhemusincrease.org, Facebook, YouTube, whatever. Just get in touch with me. You go on to do it. But listen to this story. This comes out of Nehemiah. It's just this last little portion in Nehemiah 2:8. It says, and the king granted them to me because the good hand of my God was on me. Okay, so the story with Nehemiah and Ezra is a great story. We'll do a teach on that as well. But it's fantastic. The king granted this to him because the good hand of God was upon him. And the king granted it because God said yes. So the king is the person that's in authority and kind of, you know, ruling the day. And when we get favor with those of in authority, oftentimes that's because God grants that. It's like you don't just get favor with people in authority because you got brains or if you have attitude. It's like that comes from the hand of God. God's in charge of authority. In Proverbs 21:1, it says, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, like the river of water. He turns it wherever he wishes." It's like, oh, so God's the one that grants that. I know all the people are thinking, you know, we tell everybody who the leader of the free world is. Sure, only God rules in the affairs of men, so you just keep thinking that. Here's what happened with me, and this is a story I forgot about, and the Lord reminded me. And this was when I planted a church in Flagstaff, Arizona. When we were first going, it was a Christian fellowship in Flagstaff, Arizona, in a very small location off one of the main roads before we got to our Agassiz Street place, which was a whole separate gig, and it was much bigger and so on. So it was a smaller church, and we went there, and we did some Bible studies, and we had some people coming, and we were like, gosh, we're going to open up a church. And at first we were thinking, well, this is fantastic. And then we had more than, you know, 5 or 10 people come. We had 20 people, then 25, and then 30 people in these Bible studies. I was like, wow, this is going great. Fantastic. So we got the place. We paid the rent. We paid the deposit. We did all the stuff we were supposed to do. And then we put out flyers and had our opening date. And we were a month away, and it was super exciting, right? Seems like everything's going perfect, right? I got a visit from the city, and a guy came and said, you can't have a church here, because in that place prior was a log home developer, log homes. They built log homes. He goes, it's not zoned for a church. I'm like, what? This is a public place. It's got the full access, got everything it requires, everything you require. He goes, nope, not going to work. And I remember, I'm just telling you, I was so depressed. I was so down. I was like, you're kidding. All that work, all that building up. Now we're going to, it's not that it's the end of the world, but it was a big, big, big bummer. And the Lord had given me this verse, and I was just not paying attention. I was like, yeah, I'm not happy. I got flyers. I don't like spending a dollar when I don't get the value. Let alone spending money on flyers, okay? I'm just telling you. So I prayed and was really mad. And the Lord, the whole time, it was like the Lord was like going, you're dumb. But I'm just like, oh, I can't believe this is happening to me. So I went to the city of Flagstaff. You go to their city where they have the zoning law. I can tell you, you walk in, and the zoning place is to the left, further down, about 60 feet further down. And I went in there, and I said to the guy, okay, I need to know what this is zoned. And because I need to try and make an application and see if we can get something, you know, streamlined or whatever. And he goes what's the property? I give him the property name. And he comes back and he goes, well, it's zoned for a church. And I said, what? I said, it can't be zoned for a church. There was a log cabin place that was just in there. He goes, oh, well, those people never changed the zoning. So it's still zoned for a church. And there was a small church in there beforehand. I says, you're telling me this spot that I picked was a church, and then the log people come in and they don't change the zoning and it's still zoned as a church? The guy goes, yeah. He goes, why? You doing a church there? I go, yeah. He goes, oh, I have great service. I'm telling you, it's one of the first times I think in my life where I thought, you know, we fought City Hall and we won, you know, but we didn't have anything to do with it. God had it all set up. And I just had to let that go and trust him for that. Now, it's not that I wasn't active and I wasn't a part of it. And man, was I depressed when I was so wrong, the wrong direction. But the Lord had it. He had it covered. And the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. And it's just like the river of water. He turns it wherever he wishes. And what I thought couldn't be happening or didn't happen or wasn't going to happen, God was like, yeah, that's we're so far past that. Next. And the reason I bring that up for you is because you can think a situation is so down and so backwards and so depressing, and you just cannot see any way out of it. You and I, and me especially in this story, we forget he's in charge. And it doesn't matter what your circumstance looks like, and it doesn't matter what authorities are involved, and it doesn't matter what people are saying. What, none of that matters. What matters is where the Lord turns the heart of the king, in what direction he changes it, like he changes the rivers of water. And if God wants to get something done, it's going to get done, son. There's no, maybe not. When Jesus got in the boat with the disciples and he said, we're going to the other side, it didn't matter if that boat became a submarine. They were going to the other side because God said, we're going to the other side. See, if the Lord wants it done, it gets done. And you can have confidence. You can rest in that. Some of you are listening to that going, oh, it's just incredible. It's just incredible. It's not incredible. It's God. Why should we think it fantastic that he does stuff like this? He does stuff like this every day for believers. And he'll do it for you. It's not over. You let the Lord make the declaration. He's in charge. You know what? He's doing a great job. Everybody else is not doing so good. You get what I'm saying? All right. Think of that. That moment that I felt that, that's for you too. That's all I want you to think. Okay? All right. That's fine. I'm just glad I got a chance to share that. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.